Okay, so it's Paul Hurst here on board the Key 103 Media Bus at the Sainsbury's School Games 2014. And I'm pleased to say we're joined by Niamh and Tilly, both from Surrey. And I'm even more pleased to say that they're both medal winners. So first of all, well done. Congratulations to you both. Niamh's competed in the 3K event and Tilly in the pole vault. So very well done for being medal winners. Niamh, what's it been like for you to compete in these games here in Manchester?
It's been great. It's been such a great experience, and it really motivates you to strive and make things such as the Olympics and World Games, knowing that there'll be a similar atmosphere, and it's just been great fun. Yeah.
And what kind of preparation have you put in then to this competition?
Well, training just all the time, working really hard, but it always is worth it when you come to competitions like this, and you get to win medals. So yeah.
Now, 3K is quite a distance.
Yeah.
How many times around the track is that, just for?
Seven and a half.
Seven and a half times around the track. Can I ask you what goes through your mind? What are you thinking? You know, as you go around the seven and a half times.
Well, sometimes if I'm having a good race, it's always I'm either looking in front of the person or just pushing myself, thinking, you know, come on, you can do it. But sometimes you're sort of like, your mind drifts and you're like, oh, what am I having for dinner tonight? But no, you try to stay focused as much as you can. But yeah.
Right, and what are you having for dinner tonight then?
Oh, well. I'm not sure, I wasn't thinking about that today.
No, obviously you won your medal today. Tilly, you were taking part in the pole vault. So obviously a very different training regime for that. But first of all, tell me a little bit about what it's meant for you to compete in these games here.
Everything. I was really surprised to even get chosen, really, because I was injured like pretty much all through the season. I just managed to get into the English schools, so I was really happy to be chosen for it.
And what's the atmosphere like competing at the school games? What's it like out there?
Amazing. Like, everyone really cheers each other on, and yeah, it's just really good fun, like socialising with new people from different teams.
Now, the idea behind this, of course, is that an atmosphere is created that's just like competing in the Commonwealth Games or even the Olympic Games. Do you think the organisers are getting pretty close to that kind of feel for the athletes and the competitors?
Yeah, it's really good. Like, the music in the stands and everything just makes it so much more, like, realistic, like it's on TV and stuff, and, like, all the interviews, it's really fun.
And tell me a little bit about your training regime then. How much work and effort and determination and all the rest goes into making somebody such as yourself a medal winner?
Well, my vaulting hasn't really been going very well because obviously I've had a foot injury, but I've been doing so much fitness work and circuit, so it's kind of paid off because I was able to use like really stiff poles and stuff, which made me be able to win today. So yeah.
Great. Well, obviously we wish you all, both of you, all the very best for the future. Thank you for your time for the interview, and obviously for competing here at the school games. Thank you.